It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, we will speak next. First, right off the bat here on Kevin McCullough Radio, with the doctor who has had the best results in treating COVID-19 on planet Earth. Zero deaths under his care. Only 3 intubations, and one of those is already off a ventilator. How is he doing it? He'll break it down right now.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We want to ensure that doctors have the ability to prescribe these medicines. We've given the proper guidance so that decisions, educated decisions, can be made that are supported by the science and also protective of patients who require those drugs.
That's the governor of Michigan who has had to retrace her steps on the entire idea of hydroxychloroquine and the treatments that, to be candid, doctors were saying before she decided to ban the use in her state, kind of absurdly. She's not a physician. She doesn't know what she's doing in terms of medical treatment. But she went ahead and banned their use anyway, as did the governor of Nevada, who, as far as I know, still has that ban in place. And other places, even Governor Murphy in New Jersey has attempted to threaten doctors if they decide to use hydroxychloroquine in their COVID-19 treatment. But what about doctors that have actually used it? We spoke earlier this week with Dr. Bill Grace, who is very familiar with the usages being administered in New York City. But let me turn to someone whose story I featured on this broadcast. It was about a week ago. Dr. Zev Vladimir Zelenko, who is the primary physician, board certified, and longtime physician to a community called Kiryas Joel, a New York village of about 35,000 Hasidic Jews. And Dr. Zelenko joins us now. Doctor, thank you for being with us. I appreciate your time. And I know it's got to be very valuable because you're busy treating patients nonstop.
Thank you so much for having me, but I feel this is very important. So,
yeah,
thank you.
Well, there's a new poll that's out today of a global community of doctors. About 6,200 doctors have been surveyed, of which some United States doctors were included, that rated the number, the favorability of the treatments that they are applying to the COVID cases that they're seeing globally. And the hydroxychloroquine, along with azithromycin, is the number one cocktail that they are saying is having the best effect. Doctor, you were saying this weeks ago. Why has it taken the world to this long to catch up?
So let me explain something to you. The whole world has been focusing on increasing hospital capacity, ICU bed capacity, and respirator capacity,
right,
which is important. But no one has been focusing on treatments in the outpatient setting that will mitigate and prevent patients from ending up in the hospital. And that was really concerning me because I serve a community that's of 35,000 people within a square mile. And I knew that when it hits, it's going to hit
hard and fast, everyone, as they say. You're right.
Right. And what do primary care doctors have right now? A patient comes in, you diagnose them, you tell them, okay, go home, take some Tylenol, drink fluids. And if you get into respiratory distress, go to the hospital and you get intubated and you end up in ICU. Unfortunately, first of all, we don't have any more respirators available, at least where I am, and there's no ICU beds. So if someone gets into respiratory distress, they're dead. So I wasn't satisfied with that. I did my research on, I scoured the world's responses, like in South Korea, what they did, and in France, what they did. I put together a hybrid regimen, which I'll explain later, and I started administering it to my patients. But not every patient, the high-risk patient, which I can define also, And let me give you my numbers so you should understand. I saw 911 patients that were diagnosed with the coronavirus or suspected of having the coronavirus. The reason why I say that is because I ran out of tests. So after doing a few hundred tests and having a positive rate of 65% or so, I began to see the patterns of this infection. I ran out of the tests, so I had to make clinical decisions based on how the patient looks and their symptoms, whether or not I think they have the coronavirus. So out of those patients, I identified 911 patients. I only treated 350 of them with a regimen, and because I stratified them into the high-risk group, which means over the age of 60, anyone with chronic medical problems, anyone that's immunosuppressed, or anyone who has shortness of breath or just looks terrible in my office.
Right.
And the reason why I wanted to treat this group, because depending on which country you look at, the mortality death rate is between 5 to 10%. So I identified 350 patients, and I initiated treatment immediately in the outpatient setting. This is very important. This needs to be stressed again. I'll say it again. I initiated treatment in my office and gave people prescriptions to go to the pharmacy to get medication and take it at home. That's important. Here are my outcomes. 0 people dead. 3 people on a ventilator, and fortunately, 1 is already off the ventilator. 6 patients admitted with bacterial pneumonia for IV antibiotics, and 2 already went home. Let me tell you what was the expected death rate. Out of those 350 patients, let's assume the lowest rate of 5%. So I would have had 17 dead patients and a multiple of that on a respirator.
Right.
My results were 0 dead, 3 on a respirator, and 6 admitted for IV antibiotics.
And by the way, these results matched the same stuff that Dr. Raoult came to in the south of France and the South Korean numbers that they were posting.
Yeah, but they were treating inpatients. This is a very important distinction that I'm trying
to... Right, because you're preventing the actual hospitalization in most
exactly.
of the cases.
And I'll tell you why. Hydroxychloroquine has 2 unique mechanisms. One is very important in the ICU setting, and one is much more important in the outpatient setting. In the ICU setting, it prevents or minimizes what's called the cytokine storm, which leads to ARDS, or acute respiratory distress syndrome, which people get intubated with a 50% mortality rate.
Right.
But in the outpatient setting, I'm exploiting something else. Hydroxychloroquine is a drug that opens a channel in the cell membrane, allows for zinc to go from outside the cell to inside the cell. And that's very important, because the virus is inside the cell and it's using the cell's machinery to reproduce.
Right.
And zinc interrupts that. So the whole issue is that zinc has trouble getting into the cell, and hydroxychloroquine basically allows for more zinc to get into the cell and be more effective in killing the virus. This is a very important concept that no one has been stressing, and I'm stressing it, and it needs to be exploited in the outpatient setting, because we can reduce admissions by 90%. But even if we reduce by 50%, that would be a significant benefit to society.
It would be huge. Yeah. Well, and you're also using the Z-Pak portion of the cocktail when they have secondarial bacterial infections. Is that correct?
No, it's not correct. I'm using, first of all, Z-Pak is a misnomer, because that's a dose regimen of azithromycin. I use azithromycin 500 milligrams once a day for 5 days. That is not a Z-Pak. That's a higher dose. That's
okay.
Important to, number one. Number two, if anyone is symptomatic, I right away start with azithromycin, hydroxychloroquine, and zinc, all 3. And the reason why I do that is because the antibiotic is there, like you said, to prevent secondary bacterial infections. I do not want to wait until a patient has it. I rather give it early, because the main complication of these viral infections is that they damage the lungs, and then bacteria could superinfect and cause pneumonias, and that's why patients end up in the hospital.
Well, doctor, you've taken a little bit of heat for being outspoken and for doing what you've done, but I've watched from afar, and I'm very grateful for the fact that you did speak up, because I think it was the success of your research coupled with a lot of others that are kind of seen as voices in the wilderness that eventually gathered enough steam and notice to actually put some of these governors and other people that have been banning this treatment back on their heels a little bit. And it looks like now we're actually going to get enough doses of hydroxychloroquine. I think 9 pharmaceuticals are going to make up to 250 million doses before the middle of this month, which is going to be a huge help. Dr. Zelenko, thank you for what you're doing. Our prayers go with you and your community. We continue to hope for the very best, and please keep doing everything you can.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. All right, Kevin McCullough, we still got a big show. Depending on which hour of the show you're listening to, you're going to get Mike Lindell or Mike Huckabee. Take your pick of the mics. And a little bit later on, Chef David Burke and a new initiative to help those who are helping us. Kevin McCullough, big show this Friday. Stay here.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Well, some good news on Manhattan's FDR Drive. Crews cleared out a broken down car on the northbound side right around 106th Street. And delays back towards 96, but a lot better than it was a little while ago. Heading downtown, not bad at all. GW Bridge down to the Brooklyn Bridge. Brooklyn Bridge, Manhattan Bridge, Williamsburg Bridge, all in good shape. On the Cross Bronx Expressway, traveling eastbound, it's going to be slow from Jerome Avenue out towards the area of 3rd Avenue. That's a crash, and also a crash on the westbound side as you go into the Bronx River Parkway. Up and down the West Side Highway, that's a pretty good ride. Across the Hudson, Lincoln, Holland, George Washington Bridge, all in pretty good shape. In New Jersey, southbound side of 18, 2 lanes are closed with construction. As you travel south of Tice's Lane, it's emergency construction, and just that left lane is squeezing by. Not bad on the Parkway. It's a 30-minute travel time both ways from Route 3 in Clifton right down to the Driscoll Bridge. Turnpike, good ride on both spurs and the car and truck lanes. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Great news! In partnership with Salem Media Group, the free speech documentary No Safe Spaces gets special limited digital release. No Safe Spaces stars Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla and reveals how America has become a dangerous place to speak your mind and to share ideas. They do it in an entertaining and powerful way. No Safe Spaces released October 25th of last year. It reached $1.3 million at the box office and has a 99% approval rating on RottenTomatoes.com, the highest rating for any film last year. Critics have called No Safe Spaces smart, vital, urgent, and one of the most important documentaries that you need to see today. Hollywood doesn't want you to see this movie. After being passed over for distribution by major studios as well as streaming services like Netflix, the film has decided to offer the film on a limited release, then on DVD and digital this summer. Make good use of this time at home and watch No Safe Spaces. Share it with your family. No Safe Spaces is now available to watch for a limited time only at nosafespaces.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about what would happen in the event of a national financial downturn. And guess what? It's here. The markets have erased all of its profits since the last election. And in just a few weeks, you saw a bull market get wiped out completely. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to take even deeper losses on your paper investments? This is one of the reasons why I've been telling you you need to get the information about the coming bail-in from David Fisher and Landmark Capital. You also need to be hedging some of the protection of your portfolio with things that won't go down every time the market gets a flutter. Paper always does, but gold won't. And that's why I'm buying my gold these days with Landmark Capital. Call them today and have them assess your portfolio. Figure out if you're protected, and if you're not, ask them how to get you on a plan to do just that. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
right, Kevin McCullough, again, glad you're with us, and thankful that Dr. Zev Zelenko could spend the opening segment with us today. I think what he's doing is really important. I keep telling people if we use the things that we know will work, we can actually cut down on the need for the hospitalization, the intubation, the ventilators, the beds, all of that stuff gets better if we use treatment that seems to be working. Hopefully those New York trials are going to come due pretty soon, and we're going to be able to see how it's been implemented across the board here. But in the meantime, we press on. And if you haven't noticed, the president hasn't been given much of a shake from the media when it comes to how he's handling the crisis from day to day. But my next guest, who was speaking off air with me just a little while ago, says that he's actually done it to the best of his ability and to the most favorable outcome for the individual governors, be they Republicans or Democrat. Back with us is Governor Mike Huckabee, of course, one of the longest serving governors in American history, multiple terms in the state of Arkansas, and two-time presidential candidate. And he had that relationship to that young girl named Sarah that used to run the press briefings at the White House, who I believe is still holed up at Fort Huck, but we'll find out. Governor, welcome back. Happy Friday to you.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. It's a delight to be with you, and I hope you're staying safe and away from all even close approximations with the coronavirus.
We're doing what we can, and you know how densely populated this part of the country is. You spent a lot of time in New York in recent years, but you know, and we've decided if there's one, like, you know, I'm the one person that goes to the store when we need things, and by like the literally the only place I've been in the last 3 weeks outside of this house is to the grocery store 4 or 5 times. And to our favorite eatery in the village where I can get some curbside dinner and bring that home. But outside of those two locales and directly there and directly home, I've literally had nowhere to go and no one else to see. And you know, we're getting frustrated with that in a lot of ways. But you say that the president is giving us the best fighting chance possible and that the governors are proof of that. What do you mean?
Well, the fact is, the way the president is handling this is exactly the way we should want him to handle it, which is not to invoke some one-size-fits-all federal decision and tell every one of the 50 states what they're going to do. That's a disaster. That's like saying New York and New Mexico are exactly the same, that Mississippi and Massachusetts is the same. They're not. The best way to manage a crisis is to push as many decisions as possible as close to the crisis as you can, because they're in the best position to know what their crisis looks like and how to manage it. I give a great example that I think is relevant. During Hurricane Katrina, the Bush administration, a Republican administration, wanted everything to be approved by them. So every decision that states and local communities needed to be making in order to take care of the evacuees from Katrina. My state had 75,000 evacuees that we had to process within 3 days, coming in from New Orleans in the toughest places.
Right.
I actually got into a shouting match with Secretary Chertoff because he was trying to tell us that we couldn't make decisions, that we had to submit everything to Washington and let it sit on some bureaucrat's desk for several days, and they'd get back to us. I finally told him, I said, no, sir, I'm not doing that. We're going to make the decisions. And if you don't reimburse us for them, that's fine. We'll eat them. But we're sure not going to let people stand in line who don't even have a sandwich in their hand and wait on some pencil neck bureaucrat in Washington to clock back in tomorrow so he can tell us, is it OK for us to shelter these people and give them a blanket? So here's my point. The reason that people like Gavin Newsom, governor of California, who hates Donald Trump.
Yeah, no love lost there.
Pushed back on CNN's Jake Tapper when Tapper was trying to goad him into saying something negative about the president. Newsom even said, look, this president has given us everything we need. He has responded immediately to every request. Ditto that with Andrew Cuomo of New York, who had a similar word of praise for Trump, that he is always getting back to them and he is giving them the resources they need.
Yeah.
The press has been dishonest, Kevin. They try to make it like the president is just passing this off to the governors. No, what the president is doing, he's actually following the 10th Amendment to the Constitution and recognizing that the people who are responsible for managing crisis are the governors and in some respects mayors. It's not the president. It's not the federal government. They're to support with assets and resources, but they're not to micromanage it. That's to be done at the most local level possible.
Well, and we've always known that local governance is best governance. The people that are most accountable, the leaders that are most accountable to the people are the ones that will be the most sensitive to the people. And so it's always been, you know, whether it's community standards for education or, you know, how to deal with emergencies, I think that the people closest to the affected persons are the ones that should be making the decision. And if the government can come in and give them the resources to be able to just make the decision and not get in the way, I love that. And that's obviously what President Trump is doing. Governor, real quick, what's on your coronavirus week three show?
Well, we're doing it in a very unique way, but it's working. And we've got Congressman Neil Dunn of Florida, who will be talking about the coronavirus. He's also a medical doctor. We've got former Governor David Beasley of South Carolina, who himself is just getting over a very severe case of coronavirus, and he'll talk to us about what that's been like. And then China Phillips, who is the daughter of John and Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and Papas, and who herself was a part of Wilson Phillips,
right,
great female band. She will be with us. She's performing in California, accompanied by the Music City Connection from my show in Nashville. We're going to see how that works out. I think it's going to be pretty awesome.
Well, just hold on for one more day, Gov. That's all I've got to say. Anyway, we'll be watching Saturday night, 8 and 11. That was a Wilson Phillips reference. For people that don't know, 8 and 11 Saturday and Sunday night on TBN. Governor, thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio rolls on this Friday. Don't go anywhere. It's the number one question I get. Kev, we hear what's going on with the virus. What do we do to protect ourselves? Friends, I try to make the show about helping you be protected on a variety of fronts, whether it's physical or mental or spiritual, financial or health-wise. And that's why my answer to everyone who says, what's the best thing I can do to boost my immune system to prevent myself from maybe ever getting the coronavirus? Well, you boost that immune system by giving your body what it needs. What my body needs is Balance of Nature, a daily dose of 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables that do everything within their power to keep me healthy, whole, and disease-fighting. Friends, you've got to try this for yourself. You owe it to yourself. You want to be well-defended against the things we're up against right now. 800-246-8751. Get 35% off and free shipping when you call today. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or going to balanceofnature.com. And use the promo code THEANSWER.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone. If you haven't had a chance to check out my radio show and podcast, Bagels and Broadway, yet, now that you're home, now's the time to do it. On this week's show, theater producer Oliver Roth and theater publicist Keith Sherman join me as we continue to talk about the industry's challenges and triumphs during this crisis. Also, a great children's book about theater is out now. Actress and author Jenna Gavigan will be on the show, and teen entrepreneur Lily Trentacosta talking about her new candy business that gives back. All on Bagels and Broadway this Saturday at 9.
Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher, Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have cloudy skies with some light showers in spots. It is 51 degrees on this Friday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, a Brooklyn woman is the first known teacher in New York City to lose her battle with COVID-19. 54-year-old Sandra Santos Viscano taught third grade at PS9 and was a 20-year veteran of the profession. She had won a grant to study bird sanctuaries in the Dominican Republic back in 2009. The New York Times is reporting one out of every six NYPD officers are either out sick or in coronavirus quarantine. Ahead of the weekend, the department had already lost a veteran detective and 7 civilian workers to the disease. Counterterrorism Commissioner John Miller had to be hospitalized after contracting COVID-19, but he's reportedly since been released. The Times report noted officers are well aware every arrest comes with the added risk of infection, and Commissioner Dermot Shea admitted the stress level is at an all-time high. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is ordering that flags around the state be flown at half-staff in honor of those victimized by the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. He says it's important to have a constant visual memorial for those lost, with nearly 650 deaths within the state attributed to the virus so far. The governor also urged all New Jersey residents to behave as if they have the disease in order to try and stop the spread from person to person. He expressed confidence in the state's overall approach to the situation, including social distancing guidelines aimed at flattening the curve. Taking a look at the traffic in the Bronx, eastbound Cross Bronx Expressway, that's going to be a slow go as you go east of Jerome Avenue on over towards Webster Avenue and 3rd Avenue. It's an accident being cleared westbound in the area of 3rd Avenue, an accident being cleared as well. Also now reports of an accident on the Deegan southbound just to the south of the Cross Bronx Expressway. Your forecast, mostly cloudy skies tonight with an overnight low of 45, partly sunny tomorrow, high of 54, cloudy skies on Sunday with a high of 57, on Monday, sunshine, high 65. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The House will be creating a special bipartisan oversight panel to ensure that the $2 trillion and any additional funds Congress provides in future legislation are spent wisely and effectively.
Well, that's kind of a laugh. Nancy Pelosi saying that they're going to develop an oversight panel for the stimulus just to make sure that it's spent wisely. This is the same Congress that has very difficult times doing anything wisely. But that's just, you know, another day, another conversation. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Kayleigh McEnany, a spokesperson for the Trump 2020 effort. And of course, one of the regular appearers at the Women for Trump events and a longtime not only loyalist to the president, but TV commentator on CNN and Fox and other places, rejoins us. And of course, Harvard educated as a lawyer as well. So, Kayleigh, we're always thrilled to have you join us. There's some pretty good news for the country. I would say it's for the country when you look at the current WAPO ABC poll and how the country really does feel like that Trump is the guy to deal not only with the economy and all of the challenges that it has right now, but also how he's doing on the handling of the coronavirus. You're not hearing this on the media, Kayleigh McEnany, but the people seem to like what they're getting.
Absolutely. It's why, you know, our internal polls show that the president has a 63% approval rating on his handling of the coronavirus. That's reflected in Washington Post poll as well at 60%. And each and every poll you look at, or rather, I should say the Gallup one was 60%. But each and every one that's been conducted on his handling of the coronavirus has the president getting sky high approval ratings. I'm certainly not surprised. And he's even beating Joe Biden. And the Washington Post poll I referenced, he's beating Biden on who can handle the economy best, who can handle the coronavirus best. And I'm not surprised. You know, Joe Biden's asleep at the wheel and you have a president who's leading.
Well, and that people were going to draw that conclusion probably if coronavirus had never occurred. But Kayleigh, this is a once in a generation, once in a century, maybe once in an era type of crisis. And I think what you're seeing in those polls is that the American people feel like, yeah, this is a struggle. We don't like it. This is hard to deal with. But we feel like the people that are in charge know what they're doing or at least have a plan. And I think that's what those numbers are reflecting.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You know, for the last 3 years, even beyond that, really, when the president first started running, so since 2015, you've had a media that has had the opportunity to filter the president, to take him out of context, to manipulate his words, to tell lies in their chyrons, to mislead their viewers about who this man is, who this leader is. But these coronavirus task force briefings give the American people 2 hours every day to get past the CNN talking heads and the MSNBC host and look directly at a president speaking from the podium unfiltered. And what they see, they like. They see a leader. They see authenticity. They see someone who's real and someone who makes data-guided decisions. And I'm sure a lot of people are waking up saying, wait, that's not the guy that I heard about in the media. And they're very confused and losing all trust in the media along the way.
Well, and that's sad to see. Now, this last week, in fact, it was a week ago today, they did get the stimulus passed. And there's a lot about it that I, you know, as a fiscal guy, I don't really care if we're like helping the Kennedy Center right now. But there's a big piece of it that is targeted at helping the people I really care about, which are the small business operators in this country. Kaylee, give us the good news on what that allows people to do.
Yeah, this was a big deal in this coronavirus package, and it's helped small business owners and helped their employees. You know, small businesses are the lifeblood of our economy, and this gives the Paycheck Protection Program, which basically gives $350 billion directly to small businesses in a loan that will be forgiven if they continue their payroll, they keep people employed, they pay their workers. So it's a really great system. It helps small business owners. It helps their employees. So this is big. And, you know, we have a president who understands business and a president who knows how to lead. And then you have the Democrats who tried to hold this up, this relief for the American people, which is really quite sad.
Yeah. And the idea that they should attach 1400 pages of every, you know, wish list item that they didn't get in the continuing resolution stuff from last year. Sadly, some of that stuff did sneak its way in, Kaylee, but the help that's coming is so important. I'm OK with it. We are going to pay the price on the other side. But the other thing that some people aren't factoring in here is that you do also have an administration who's still in office who, when we get past Corona, is going to this is an administration that is incentivized to get the economy fired up as fast and as hot as possible, just like they did when they came into office.
That's right. And you have a president who knows how to do that. You know, the president has implemented conservative values and principles like deregulating, tax cuts, I should say,
right.
Making sure that red tape is pulled back, just like he fast tracks different treatments through the FDA to try to solve this problem. It's the same deal with the economy. When you cut back the red tape, when you lower taxes, when you allow businesses to thrive, it trickles down to the employee who ends up benefiting, who gets the bigger paycheck.
I think you're totally right. Kaylee McEnany, a spokesperson for Trump 2020. Thanks for your time on this Friday. Be safe and be well.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com, please, and use the promo code AM970 or call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Great news! In partnership with Salem Media Group, the free speech documentary No Safe Spaces gets special limited digital release. No Safe Spaces stars Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla and reveals how America has become a dangerous place to speak your mind and to share ideas. They do it in an entertaining and powerful way. No Safe Spaces released October 25th of last year. It reached $1.3 million at the box office and has a 99% approval rating on RottenTomatoes.com, the highest rating for any film last year. Critics have called No Safe Spaces smart, vital, urgent, and one of the most important documentaries that you need to see today. Hollywood doesn't want you to see this movie. After being passed over for distribution by major studios as well as streaming services like Netflix, the film has decided to offer the film on a limited release, then on DVD and digital this summer. Make good use of this time at home and watch No Safe Spaces. Share it with your family. No Safe Spaces is now available to watch for a limited time only at nosafespaces.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes. A lot.
For your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need. At libertymutual.com.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. As the coronavirus continues to affect us all, especially older people and those with underlying health conditions, AARP is here, actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing updated information and tips from trusted sources. We're hosting weekly teletown halls with the nation's top health experts, advocating on your behalf with national and local lawmakers to help secure sufficient resources to meet people's needs, sharing tools to protect you and your family from fraud, and creating resources for family caregivers everywhere to help keep them and their loved ones safe and healthy. For more than 60 years, we've been here to educate, serve, and fight for older Americans. Today, you can count on AARP more than ever. Join us. We may be apart, but we don't have to be alone. Stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
This is Michael Medved for Town Hall. The coronavirus forced a resolution of Israel's polarizing, paralyzing political stalemate. Benny Gantz, the former Army Chief of Staff, who fought Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to a virtual tie in three national elections in the course of a year, finally accepted his rival's invitation to join an emergency national unity government to fight the pandemic. To do so, Gantz had to split with the left-leaning elements of his blue and white party. Now, this isn't betrayal. It's a demonstration of putting patriotism above party. Netanyahu also agreed to concessions. After 18 more months in the top job, Israel's longest-serving prime minister will step down and enable his new partner to become prime minister for the next 18 months. The clearest winner in all of this is the nation of Israel, which sends a message to her American friends about the importance of coalition and compromise, especially in times of peril. I'm Michael Medved.
Sponsored by Alliance Defending Freedom.
Eric Metaxas. The show about everything.
Tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Everywhere I go, oh, I say is it all.
It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, if you've been on his Instagram this week, you've seen my next guest continuing to do that which animates him the most, which is to prepare food and to help people in this time of need, maybe by giving them some ideas for what they can do at home and so forth. But I know that his sector of the industry and of society has been hit really hard since COVID broke out. And it's a joy to welcome back Chef Burke, Chef David Burke, from all of my favorites. Tavern, Chef Burke Tavern, David Burke Tavern, the Woodpecker, even some of the new places. I've eaten at the one in Washington, D.C. Just everywhere he goes and opens up. I love this man's work. And I think we caught him this afternoon actually cooking in his home kitchen. Chef Burke, are you there?
I'm here. Yeah. How you doing, Kevin?
Welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Hey, before we talk shop, talk to me about how your people are holding up. Your employees are like your family, and you've got a big network of them. How are they holding up right now?
Well, we had to let go for quite a few, so I'm not in touch with every one of them. But my corporate team, we're still working together on a daily basis. Some of, you know, because three of, you know, we have meetings but via Skype and phone, and we, you know, we have projects that are set up for the future they're working on. I'm also trying to make sure we can find some place to make sure all of our other employees are okay, and trying to direct them in which way to go for assistance. But you know, we're doing some delivery and curbside stuff in Ventanas and Fort Lee. Orange Zone is doing a nice job helping the St. Barnabas Hospital out of South Orange, and we're doing curbside and grocery delivery as well. Seabright's doing the same thing down at David Burke Drift House.
Oh, wow.
So we have a few employees there working, and we're trying to you know, get some other stuff going through some platform of David Burke Save the Heroes, which will help us produce more food to help first responders.
And that's what I wanted to ask you about, because I know that you're launching this new hashtag Feed the Heroes campaign. What's that designed to do?
Well, we have manpower willing to work. We have restaurants and equipment so that we can produce hundreds and hundreds of lunches and or dinners, but we need support from corporations and or individuals, because we don't have any income right now. The restaurants are
sure
stopped.
Yeah.
There's no cash flow. So we're not big enough to be able to support this on our own. Normally, in a crisis like Sandy or something, or 9/11, the restaurants have business, and we can go into our own pockets and help do these things. But in this case, we can't, because there's no cash flow.
Yeah.
So we need the support of people out there to help fund hashtag, David Burke Feed the Heroes. And when we get XYZ income, we can dedicate that to XYZ food and deliver it to those in need close to the restaurants we operate. Bergen County, there's several hospitals that could use help. We're already working at one in, South Orange. I mean, there's plenty of places down here.
Right.
Or any other organization that has workers that need to be fed. Even the restaurant employees that have been unemployed without a paycheck yet, going on week three, and unemployment hasn't kicked in. So you're talking about people living paycheck to paycheck. People are going to get hungry, and it's not going to be pretty.
Well, and I know that the food service industry, personally, much like the Broadway community, people that are working as ushers and food service workers and so forth, most of those people do live paycheck to paycheck, and it's really hard. And I've been impressed, actually, with the food icons. I know that you're doing everything you can. I heard that Guy Fieri is stepping up, trying to help some workers. I'm thankful that we've got some people that are looking out and doing the right thing. If you want to help Chef Burke's efforts, by the way, you can go to his Facebook page, because they have, according to your assistant Paula, Chef, you've set up a PayPal where people can contribute to the cause. And if you want to help Chef Burke and his team help feed the first responders, these are hospital essential workers that are having to go out there and face the danger of the virus every day. And getting food to them is really important. It's hard because nobody's nothing is normal right now. Everything is upside down. Go to Chef Burke's Facebook page and be a part of that. Chef, how are you helping pass the time for yourself personally? I know on your social media, you're cooking up a storm. What are you hoping to do in your efforts there?
Well, I'm hunkering down here in Atlantic Highlands, and I'm cooking. I'm sharing I cook things and create, working on new recipes. It's interesting for me to cook at home, because I really never have. And I also have to clean myself. So I have to, I have to do the dishes, take out the garbage, mop the floor, So it's interesting. It's a humbling experience. The cooking part is fantastic. Meetings, my day start at 6, 7 a.m. and they go to about 11.
Yeah.
And, I'm keeping busy enough where the time flies,
But it's got to be hard for you not being, because you're so hands-on, not to be in your places and talking with people. And that's, I was talking to somebody, actually a music entertainer out of Nashville earlier today via text. And I said, the hardest part for me, and thank God my family's safe, the bride, the kids, they're all healthy, we're all well, we've sheltered
that's
in place
right.
The way we're supposed to. But the hardest part, I think, for our whole family is that we're very social people. And I just wonder, Chef, how long will it be before people go out to eat in Manhattan again, or they go to those big, black tie dinners that Manhattan's famous for, and gather together in a public place? It seems like we're going to be dealing with kind of the aftermath of this kind of fear for a long time.
Well, it's going to be a slow build. I think there's two ways, depending on how this stops. And whether it will determine how people react. If this thing gets drawn out and this keeps being, people are going to be more cautious, obviously, and it'll be a slow build, and it's going to take, it's going to take time before people trust going into crowded places and not being a little bit careful. We learn from everything. All of these things that happen, we learn things, then we loosen up as the years go by. And so normalcy, Americans are resilient, and we just, you know, right now there's just a fear factor. And can we really, when are we going to stop it? How are we going to stop it? Is it going to be stopped for good?
Help him feed the frontline heroes. They've got the kitchens and the ability to do it. They just need to help supply the food and stuff to make it happen. Kevin McCullough.
We need anybody that has food, big companies, or to send us some food. They have warehouses and food. They donate some food to us or give it to us at half price. We're willing to do whatever it takes to help feed people. Thanks, Chef.
That's great to know. Chef, thank you so much. Again, just go to his Facebook page to find out more on how you can be a part of Feeding the Heroes. Hashtag Feed the Heroes. Kevin McCullough, my Friday final thought coming up.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Your potential customers are at home right now. Are you there with them? In these uncertain times, the investment you made in digital marketing is really paying off. Thanks to Salem Surround, you're on page one of the search engines. Your online reputation is 5-star. Your digital presence is accurate, and you're everywhere. Oh, wait, you're not? You don't have an effective digital marketing strategy? It's not too late. Contact Salem Surround for help. We deliver prescriptive marketing solutions to communicate with your current and future customers that not only meet your needs, but exceed your expectations. Salem Surround can help you with digital marketing during these difficult times and beyond. Total market saturation with increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. What's not to love? Your guests are going to be so impressed. I'm telling you from personal experience. It's a top-notch experience. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out every single year for our big client cruise event. Go ahead and start planning your standout event today. Whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, an anniversary celebration, impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970 The Answer for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
This is Dennis Prager and my friends. They're at it again. The left is doing its best to silence ideas it doesn't like. Hollywood does not want you to see my film, No Safe Spaces, which is why you won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at nosafespaces.com. It's time to fight back and protect freedom in America. See No Safe Spaces. It is a great film starring me and Adam Carolla. Go to nosafespaces.com.
This is Michael Medved for Town Hall. The coronavirus forced a resolution of Israel's polarizing, paralyzing political stalemate. Benny Gantz, the former Army Chief of Staff, who fought Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to a virtual tie in three national elections in the course of a year, finally accepted his rival's invitation to join an emergency national unity government to fight the pandemic. To do so, Gantz had to split with the left-leaning elements of his blue and white party. Now, this isn't betrayal. It's a demonstration of putting patriotism above party. Netanyahu also agreed to concessions. After 18 more months in the top job, Israel's longest-serving prime minister will step down and enable his new partner to become prime minister for the next 18 months. The clearest winner in all of this is the nation of Israel, which sends a message to her American friends about the importance of coalition and compromise, especially in times of peril. I'm Michael Medved.
Sponsored by Alliance Defending Freedom. Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And it's really the interesting thing about these last 3 weeks. And I could probably write a book about all of the interesting things that I've observed and thought about and recontemplated over this whole period of time. I found I really miss some things. I really miss, this may sound weird to those of you that don't aren't church-going people, but I miss being in my church congregation and singing songs to God at the top of my voice. I miss that on Sundays. I miss the smiles on my kids' faces when I say, "Hey, we're gonna go grab something to eat at our favorite restaurant." I miss the some of the other, just activities and busyness with life. I was thinking about this overnight last night because I was realizing all of the things that are closed that our family uses: the gym, the elementary school playgrounds, the yoga studios, the ballet dance studios, the taekwondo dojos, all the things that we we're having to recreate. We try to stay active. We try to keep all that going. We try to redo that. But life is definitively slowed down. It's definitively different. There's a definitive pause that has been put on everything. And I'm personally someone who gets kind of antsy with pauses. I like to power through and try to solve problems and get to the next level, and that's what my aura is usually all about. But friend, I do think that, and I'm praying as a man of faith, I'm praying every day. My family is praying every night at dinner. We are praying daily for our president. We are praying daily for our fellow citizens who are sick, that we can find healing for them, that there will be pharmaceuticals that will work, that the vaccine will be created, that the plasma treatment will be effective, that the antibodies can be found. And for whatever else we deal with, politically, lifestyle-wise, etc., our heart and our mind is for our nation. We want our nation, we want the world to be in a better place. And friends, if you're really of good spirit, then I believe that's something that every American can pray. Maybe you don't pray the same God I do. Maybe you don't pray at all. But you can have that intention for your fellow man. It's not too much to ask. And I hope, friends, that in the next couple of weeks, we begin to see some real progress along those lines. You have survived the third official week of shelter-in-place quarantine, whatever you want to call it. Friends, my prayers are for and with you this weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. Until then.